Joining us now on the line to chat about all that is Pete Jensen, writer, analyst, NHL.com and NHL Network, also host of the NHL Fantasy on Ice podcast. Pete, what's going on, man?
Yeah, everything's going great. I mean, the dust is starting to settle from all this free agency and everything going on around the league. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. It was only about a week, of course, between the end of the season and then the draft and free agency. And about a week since the start of free agency, all the moves have pretty much been made. So excited to break it down with you.
Yeah, and it's been really interesting because, you know, generally signing season or silly season, as I called it before, there's some pretty bad contracts that get handed out from time to time. You know, we think, what was it, Sammy, we were talking about recently, was it 2016, 2017, when guys like Kyle Okposo and, you know, Andrew Ladd, Pete, were getting all those crazy contracts, and it obviously didn't work out for a lot of these teams. But so far, the deals that we've seen have all been pretty reasonable. You can make a case that all of these players that have been signed to these contracts are worth what they've signed. You know, nobody's extremely overpaid like we've seen. I think that's been surprising. I guess a lot of that, Pete, has to do just with the current situation that we're in right now with the pandemic and the flat cap.
Yeah, and I think you've seen a couple of players who maybe didn't have the season that they had hoped last year between Taylor Hall and Tyson Barry, just kind of betting on themselves with one-year contracts and putting themselves in really good spots, right? Like Taylor Hall is going to be playing with Jack Eichel, and Tyson Barry with the injury to Oscar Klefbom is likely going to be the main man on the power play one with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. So really good spots to boost your value in the short and long term for those two guys. And yeah, I think you nailed it. Of course, like the guys that got the long-term deals like Torrey Krug and Alex Pietrangelo, those guys are worth the money. They're among the two of the top 10 or 15 best, most consistent offensive defensemen in the entire NHL. So if anybody's worth the money, it's certainly Torrey Krug, who came from the Bruins and goes to another elite team in the Blues. And then same deal for Pietrangelo. I mean, those are lateral moves for those guys in the best way possible, because they're going to continue their elite production with their new teams.
So I want to circle to some of the RFA stuff, because this is always a fascinating sort of conversation to me. And, you know, people were talking about how teams are always seemingly willing to, you know, bail out the Lightning and bail out the Golden Knights with these sort of contracts. But, you know, the Lightning are in a world of hurt here, and it just blows my mind. In a league where you're supposed to be competing, that one of these GMs doesn't blow Cirelli's socks off with a contract, or, you know, Turnat, or one of these guys that says, it's a competitive league. This conversation blows my mind every year that no one does it more. Why don't they do it?
Yeah, it's tough to figure out. I definitely agree, especially in, you know, recent years when we've seen, you know, now you're talking about the Lightning, but we've seen it when the Maple Leafs had to sign all those guys. Nobody really did it. We saw a little blip last year when they did it with Sebastian Aho, but it wasn't really an offer that blew anybody away, so it didn't really end up doing anything for Montreal. So yeah, this year the top RFAs right now are Matthew Barzal from the Islanders, who are clearly in a cap crunch. They had to trade Devon Taves away for two picks, so they're going to try to get Barzal under contract, but he's certainly vulnerable to an offer sheet if anybody dared to do that. And a couple other guys, Pierre-Luc Dubois from the Columbus Blue Jackets, coming off a breakout postseason. You know, of course, some of these guys just signed, like the Rangers just locked up two of their guys in Georgiev and Tony D'Angelo. But another guy who's an RFA right now is Gurianov. And the Sabres, who, you know, have made some nice improvements, still have to lock down two of their RFAs, key guys in Victor Olofsson, who had a great rookie year, and Sam Reinhart. So the Sabres, even though they got, you know, Taylor Hall and Eric Staal to mask some of their needs, the glaring needs, they still need a lot of work to do here the next couple of weeks and months.
Pete Jensen, writer, analyst, NHL.com, NHL Network, host of the NHL Fantasy on Ice podcast, joining us here on Sportsnet today, Rob Wong and Sam McKee. And getting back to, you know, those top guys that you mentioned, Pete, that signed Pietrangelo and Taylor Hall, definitely interesting situations that they've, you know, landed in. From a hockey standpoint, it makes a ton of sense for the Vegas Golden Knights. They just get another stud to play on that team, and on the back end, most likely going to be paired up with a guy like Shea Theodore or potentially Alec Martinez. But what do you think that that does for him when it comes to his fantasy production. You know, last year, 52 points for the St. Louis Blues, playing, you know, a lot of power play minutes, but now you've got a guy on Vegas and Shea Theodore who is, you know, their power play quarterback. We don't see a lot of two defense, you know, power plays these days in the NHL. It's usually, you know, four forwards and one D-man. What do you think the production could look like for Pietrangelo and as well with Taylor Hall, who is going to be playing alongside Jack Eichel this year?
Well, Taylor Hall definitely has a chance to get back to that 75-80 point range. He's been a two-time 80-point producer in his career. Of course, had that amazing season with the Devils 3 years ago where he had 93 and 39 power play points. So that shows that Taylor Hall's ceiling is enormous. Even though it's just a one-year deal, the short-term ceiling for a one-year fantasy league is outstanding. I think it's the type of situation where you don't want to get too high on the Buffalo Sabres too quickly, but hey, if you take Jack Eichel in the first or second round of your draft and then, you know, the fourth or fifth round rolls around and Taylor Hall's still there, it's very enticing to maybe stack those two players and take a chance on both of their ceilings, because I think Eichel definitely has a 100-point ceiling playing with Taylor Hall, considering he was on like a 94-point pace last year with guys like Olofsson and Reinhart. And then for Pietrangelo, I think, you know, the ceiling is a little capped, I think, just because it's two defensemen. I mean, we've seen it in recent years, right, with the Maple Leafs, with Tyson Barrie and Morgan Rielly. We were talking about their enormous upside, but it kind of got a little complicated and kind of hurt both of their fantasy value. Same could be said for the San Jose Sharks in their first full season with Brent Burns and Erik Karlsson. So I think that that is not all that it's hyped up to be, having two elite defensemen, and I think they will take away from each other to an extent. That said, they're both still top 20 fantasy defensemen for sure. And yeah, Pietrangelo is just so good with the category coverage. He's so consistent. He's, you know, strong away from the puck. So he's just a really quality player to invest in fantasy, a very safe guy who is going to still get great power play looks. I mean, look at what Vegas has done over the years. They've played one unit with Theodore and Stone and Pacioretty, and then the other unit has all those other, you know, great offensive players and like Rielly Smith and Jonathan Marchessault, William Karlsson. So even if he's on the power play 1B, Pietrangelo, it's not too shabby for Vegas. And Vegas just, you know, they already have the two great goalies in Leonard and Fleury. They rack up shutouts, you know, every other day, it seems, during the regular season. And they get even stronger defensively. So it benefits the goalies as well, getting Pietrangelo.
Yeah, it's really not fair at this point, what the Vegas Golden Knights look like. And, hey, NHL GMs can only blame themselves for allowing this to go on with some of the moves they made during the expansion draft and some of these trades. But I digress. Pete, we really appreciate the time today. Thanks for doing it.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.